The Stray Pup's Enchanted Evening. In a quaint little forest where the leaves whispered secrets to the wind and the seemed to hum with old magic, there stood an ancient cottage. It was known to all the animals as the Witch's Cottage, a place of bubbling and whispered. The witch who lived there was kind and known for helping lost creatures find their way home. One moonlit night, an Indian street dog, with fur as golden as the dappled sunlight and eyes filled with curiosity, found himself wandering near the cottage. Let's call him Sunny. Tired and hungry, Sunny approached the door that seemed to creak with a as if telling tales of the ages it had seen. Just then, the witch appeared. She looked into Sunny's gentle eyes and smiled, knowing instantly that this little stray needed care. "Come in, wee pup," she said, her voice as soft as the pea. Around them, her cottage was warm with and the walls were lined with jars filled with things that twinkled and shone. Sunny felt the air filled with as the witch brewed him a hearty stew, enchanting it with a pinch of love and a sprinkle of comfort. The kindly witch and the grateful Sunny shared a meal and stories of the wild woods. As the night grew older and the witch saw how Sunny's eyes drooped with sleep, she waved her hands and chanted a spell. And just like that, with a warm surrounding them, Sunny found a soft, magical bed appear before him. He curled up, feeling love and safety wash over him like a cozy blanket. The witch smiled, her heart content with the joy of helping another soul. "Sleep tight, little adventurer. May you awake with the courage to find your path," she said, as her home now echoed with the sounds of Sunny's peaceful snoring. And outside, the forest stood guard, the holding them in a gentle embrace, ensuring their dreams were sweet and filled with wonder. That night, Sunny dreamt of a place he could call home, a hope given to him by the kindness of a witch who saw beauty in every creature. The next morning, after a breakfast shared in laughter, Sunny set off, but not before the witch gave him a charm for good luck. With the charm around his neck and a new spark in his step, Sunny trotted into the dawn, ready to embrace the adventures of life, knowing he always had a friend in the witch's cottage nestled in the heart of the